WEX.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. I hope wherever you're listening, you're not buried in snow or flooded problems, because I know a lot of you are dealing with that in the Northeast in particular. What a crazy, wacky Halloween and Halloween Eve it's been for so many people. Just like the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it was tough to get around. You had people who were stranded for 13 hours on an Amtrak train. Why? A rock slide in Massachusetts. They had to get a bus in to get them out, and it took that long to get the bus to them. The good news is, on the train, the 48-plus people had electricity, and they had heat. What a novel thing. Heat! So they were comfortable. They had free food, plenty of drinks, all that. They did have to wait for a very long time, but the buses had to get to them, and it was tough to get there. On the other hand, 17 planes had to be diverted from Newark and JFK to the airport in Hartford, Connecticut, dealing with power outages and the like. It was pretty tough. In fact, one plane was stuck on the runway for 7 hours, over 7 hours. The people were given vouchers and a round-trip flight and all that kind of stuff, but it didn't really ease the pain of being trapped inside of a plane with no food, no water, and no working toilets. It's a familiar theme. The pilot was so exasperated that he was pleading for somebody to just tow them in, get them to a gate, and that if he had to weld it together himself and put together a way to tow them in, he was going to do it. He was going to do it because he was frustrated with telling the people who were upset over and over again that something was going to happen, they would get to them, they would clear it, and of course that did not happen. As a result of the snow, which in some parts of New Hampshire, we're talking 31-plus inches, in New York, New Jersey, parts of Connecticut, depends, they got up to 15 inches in some places. October snows are not the norm. 4 times in Central Park they've reported since they've been taking the readings for 135 years. They've only reported snow 4 times in October. Halloween, full moons, I don't know, the witches are out. Mother Nature's a witch at times, especially this year. So what does it mean, actually, when you have so many power outages in Connecticut, 800,000 people without power, in parts of northern New Jersey, over 600,000 people, including the governor of New Jersey himself, Chris Christie. Same thing in Pennsylvania, 600,000. So, you know, the most is Connecticut. 250 schools have already canceled for Monday. Because they know, I mean, there's no power. Some places are not going to get power for maybe up to a week. What does that mean for trick-or-treaters? Do they trick-or-treat in the dark, go to the door, knock, and someone answers? Is it even extra scary? I have a feeling trick-or-treat will come to a screeching halt, at least in some places. Kathleen and Chuck Richards in Connecticut talk about Halloween and what happens there with the, you know, as I said, the power and the schools are closed. So what does that mean for Halloween? Joanne Perry's in New Jersey. She talks about no trick-or-treating. It's just simply too dangerous. Take a listen.
Usually people put their lights on. We won't know who's home and who's not.
The important thing is we need to make sure that everything's safe before we can do anything.
Tomorrow we've asked them to refrain from trick-or-treating door-to-door because of the areas that are affected.
Yeah, so what do you think? Is it fair to cancel trick-or-treating? Who gets to call Halloween? Oh, you know those kids are upset. Because there's definitely some neighborhoods where they know each other and the families go around. But, you know, I guess if you can't see anything, it seems pretty obvious that it would be too dangerous, even with big giant flashlights and whatnot. I think some teenagers would be tempted to still do it. I bet you when I was growing up in New Jersey, if we tried to cancel it, I think my friends would call me out, and somehow I would get roped into trying to trick-or-treat anyway. As I mentioned, the biggest snowfall really came in a place called Jasper in New Hampshire, and they got over 31 inches. Small town. There's 5,500 people, according to the census numbers, the ones I saw anyway. 5,500 people live there, but it's that small, quaint New Hampshire town that a lot of people go through, visit, and sometimes stop and live there for a while, like the writer P.J. O'Rourke lived there for some time. And they can claim that they got the most this time around. For people in Vermont, hello to all the people listening to us on our great affiliate WVMT there. In Killington, Vermont, they opened one of the runs, and in a few other places they were able to do the same thing because snow there was a good thing. Snow coming a little bit early means get your skis on and let's go. Let's go across the border to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. There's going to be a lot of little two-foot-tall Santa Clauses knocking on your door tomorrow night.
I bet.
And I, first thing in the morning, I'm going to go out and buy stock and shares in a company that makes Eskimo costumes for Halloween. Because, you know, New England getting snow in October, I wonder if Al Gore's out there helping them to shovel all that global warming out. Okay, sorry to change the topic here, but next year is going to be the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812. And our government up here in Canada is going to spend almost $15 million to reenact the War of 1812. There was some battle. The American Army, the United States invaded Canada through Niagara Falls, New York, right? They invaded Canada through Niagara Falls, New York, and they were the British Army and the Canadian Army. Well, there was no Canada then. It's not a victory for Canada. It's a victory for Great Britain in that battle. But the United States, the War of 1812 is usually, historians rule that as a tie, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Pretty much as a tie. Because have you ever heard of Johnny Horton? There's a country singer called Johnny Horton, and he had a song called The Battle of New Orleans. You know, in 1814, we took a little trip.
That's an old song. That's an old song, right?
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Johnny Horton had a big hit. It was number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It was number one on the rock and roll chart and number one on the country chart. And so the very last battle was won by the Americans in January of 1815. Andrew Jackson defeated the British Army at New Orleans, right? So technically, Great Britain lost that war, didn't it? Because whoever loses the last battle, technically they lose the war, right?
Well, whoever decides to surrender in a war.
I think Great Britain was PO'd. Great Britain was mad at the USA for supporting Napoleon, right? The United States supported Napoleon in the war.
Yes, that's what the Eighth War of 1812 was, the U.S. and Great Britain, and it was rights.
They burned down the White House, I think.
But
it was a war because France had helped the USA in 1776. To 1783, France had helped out America, right, during the War of Independence.
Right.
And then the USA paid them back by supporting Napoleon, until he was defeated. And then that kicked off Britain. And so basically, our prime minister, our beloved prime minister, I thought he was a right winger, but I'm having my doubts about that. He's going to spend close to $15 million to it didn't cost that much to conduct the stupid war in the first place. It's crazy.
I love it. I love it, Al. You are like a box of chocolates. We never know where we're going to get when we go to you. Thanks for the call. Here we're reliving the War of 1812. The War of 1812. Are you kidding me? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America and beyond our borders, Mansour Arbasaria, who is 56 years old. You remember that name? He's the former used car salesman. He was arrested back at the end of September in New York, and he faces several charges. He pled not guilty to 5 counts of an indictment alleging that he plotted to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States. And now there's a lot that's come out saying that, oh, this is ridiculous. There's no way this guy had anything to do with a weapon of mass destruction. Trying to pull this off, that couldn't have happened. And the FBI sent out the head of the FBI, Robert Mueller, along with the Attorney General Eric Holder, and they talked about this crazy plot and how it unfolded. Now a lot of people are saying, whoa, 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 whoa. There's just no way. How does this used car salesman, how does he plan to assassinate a Saudi ambassador by planting a bomb in a Washington restaurant that is somehow going to be pulled off by someone from the Los Zetas Mexican drug cartel, that they're going to get the explosive? How's that going to happen? So Iran has jumped up on this open thread saying, yeah, that's right. We demand an apology and we want cash over the assassination plot charges. They're pushing again to blow back the United States on the efforts to level the 20th sanction, economic sanction against Tehran. And that's because of this alleged plot to assassinate the ambassador. And so Iran's saying, well, whatever, we're going to throw it back in your faces. We demand a public apology and we demand some money as well. That's what an Iranian diplomat is saying. They were sent in a recent letter to the United States, and in the letter it called on the president, basically the U.S., to apologize publicly to the Islamic Republic and officials from the force in Iran, the secret force in Iran, for material and moral damages caused by the accusations. And it argued that it violated international rules and regulations, and saying that deception, and this is the key thing, and this is the reason I'm telling you this. So, well, which one do you buy? So Iran is saying, this is commonplace with the U.S. This deception is a permanent part of statecraft in the U.S. And we can give you examples, just like the U.S. invasion of Iraq, which was based on false information. So after killing hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqis and U.S. soldiers and wasting billions of dollars from the U.S. citizens' pockets, the U.S. has no other way out except to leave Iraq. This is part of what was in the letter. And now you're trying to use us and trump up this alleged plot. You know, I'm going to say, and this is what the Al-Khamenei says, who is the supreme leader of Iran. You know, you think of Ahmadinejad, but really it's Al-Khamenei who's the main guy, the supreme leader. And supposedly he said if U.S. officials have some delusions, that they must know that any unsustainable act, whether political or security, will meet a resolute response from the Iranian nation. That's what he warned 2 weeks ago on TV, saying the allegations could be used against the Obama administration to justify war. And the president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said that Iran is a civilized nation, doesn't need to resort to assassination. The culture, and this is what he said, there's always that Ahmadinejad jab. He says, the culture of terror belongs to you, the United States. It belongs to us. So they want an apology and they want money. You think there's any chance that the U.S. is going to respond to that? I don't think so. I'm going to say that is, and some of you might not agree, I'm going to say that is the boo of the week. Boo! Well, you know, like a Halloween boo. I can't do a good boo. There, they do. The crowd and... yeah. The crowd in Minneapolis much better than I am than pulling that off. But I'm going to say it's the boo because, yeah, I do think things are a little tricky with that story. I agree. We had Jeff Atticott on, terrorism expert, who we're going to talk to, by the way, about this bombing in Kabul that killed 9 Americans. Sad once again. But in this story, I think he would agree that it was fishy about the you know, the guy who was the used car salesman and whatnot. But I also can tell you he'd agree that there is no way that we would apologize to Iran. Give me a break. You know what? They can apologize for holding 43 people back in the 70s that set off Ted Koppel's career on Nightline. How many days was he saying? And it's day, whatever. And, you know, how long did that last? We didn't get any apology for that, did we? No. That's a joke. I mean, give me a break. Whether it was some crazy thing or some weird tip-off or whatever it is, you know, doesn't matter. A nuclear weapon in Iran, because some people are saying, who cares? Let them do what they want to do. Let them get a nuke. What do you think that would do to the Middle East? Who do you think would launch a nuke? In that case, you know, what do you want? What a joke that is. That's why I said it is the boo of the week. How much do they owe us for a lot of different things? How much do they owe us for the embassy bombings? And think of what they owe other countries as well. I mean, come on. There's no way. It'll be a cold day and you know where before they get that apology. So I'm not going to send cash. There's no way. Prove it, even though it does seem bizarre with this idiot car dealer. I mean, but still, then debunk it and really prove it other than just empty words and threats. So, you know, if I were Obama, I'd have some choice words in any kind of a letter I would send back to the supreme leader or to the president of that nation. Iran, to me, is very, very dangerous. You cannot take anything they do lightly. But at the same time, you certainly would never bend to a request like that. That's outrageous. We don't even have a relationship with Iran, so give me a break. And cash. We'll give you cash over that because, oof, we're destroying your reputation. Uh-huh. Right. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, the week ahead will be interesting because after everything that's happened in this past week and now, of course, the crazy thing with the weather and the power outages and whatnot, I don't know that that will have any effect on the markets, but what will the markets look like? The week ahead is a very, very big one. We're going to talk to our pal Saul Albaum, financial guru here in America Tonight, about what to expect. You know, the Eurozone nations come up with what they need to help Greece. They've got a plan for their debt and banking crisis, because it's not just Greece, by the way. So what will that mean for this week, for the S&P, for the NASDAQ, for the Dow? They're looking at probably their best October ever. And maybe they'll be in the black. I mean, really, they're in the black for the first time in a long time. They're back in the black for the first time this year that they can say across the board. Earnings are due from a couple of big places. And why do you care about this if you're listening to me jabber about it? Because maybe some of you are lucky enough to have 401ks. So your 401ks probably have taken hits here and there. And no matter where you are in the retirement process, if your company's matching some of that, that's all good news, my friends. If you got a job where they're doing that, bravo for you, because that will help. So when you hear about earnings from, you know, MasterCard or Pfizer or Kraft or American International Group, who knows, if you have what many people do, it's called a basket of stocks, then you'll want those numbers to be up, especially we're ending, you know, the end of the year. We're coming upon the end of the year. So we'll chat with Saul about that. You know, it's about that diversification. And you can always afford it. I mean, he says that. You can always afford it. It's a question of, it's like they used to have those, how many of you remember this? And they probably still do in some banks. They used to have those vacation clubs. So you'd go in and you'd think, maybe you'd say to yourself, well, why do I have to separate my money? Because if I'm going on vacation, I'll just have the money. I'll use it from my next check or whatever. But that's how people end up short and then end up in the hole. So if those vacation clubs, people would open that up and deposit the money, and if they didn't go on vacation, hey, they had a bunch of money they could spend on bills or something else. But the theory was, if you don't see it, if you throw it out there, you put it away. I mean, that's key. And I'm sure each and every conversation we have with Saul, we're always talking about that. I wonder if they celebrate Halloween in Norway. Oslo, Norway, that's where we're going next here on ATN.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
My pal, financial guru, Saul Album in Oslo, Norway, and talk about some interesting things that's happening with the markets, things you can do, what about companies, what you should buy into. He's the financial guy, for goodness sake, so we're going to talk about all kinds of interesting numbers. You know, I do that segment, We Can Count. Saul could relate to that because he's been counting since he came out of the womb, I'm sure of it. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Oh, good. You know, when I was in elementary school, I used to sit there and calculate how much money I needed to, like, make $5,000 a month. And, like, my different stock price. I remember, like, you know, like they're like, this is a noun and this is a verb. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you were all about the numbers. I knew it. Not a surprise. Hey, the question everybody wants to know is, there's no Halloween in Norway, right?
Actually, there is. And
there
we
is?
I'm still a little hungover from the last Halloween party. Yeah, it's amazing how American culture just seeps through and permeates everywhere. And and it's starting to become big in Europe, or I should say it's starting to become small in Europe. And it's kids are now starting to trick-or-treat. And it's really funny because – the kids, they have large apartment block buildings. They don't have big houses like in the States or medium-sized houses. It's kind of like Manhattan. So the little kids just ring all the doorbells on the big buildings and have like 20 people come down all at once. And then you get these huge loads of candy. Like, you just got to trick-or-treat for like 25 minutes. It's so efficient. And kids here love it.
I love it. Did you dress up as anything for Halloween? We're dying to know.
Yes, I was Robin Hood in the spirit of Occupy Wall Street. I was Robin Hood, you know, rob from the rich and give to the poor. And Mrs. Album was lovely Maid Marian. Yes.
I love it. That's good. Very, very clever. All right, so this week is a big week in the market. There's a bunch of earnings reports that are coming out, Pfizer, et cetera. So, and also the market, and you said this, the market is going to be in the black, right? At the end, if we look at all the, if we look at NASDAQ and the S&P and who am I missing, the Dow, that it would ultimately, it's going to be in the black overall in October, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we talked about this last time I was on. I mean, we got record earnings coming in. Okay, I know all your, or many of your listeners out there are hurting, right? And
right.
It's tough, right? And how is that possible? Record earnings, okay? Record earnings. Okay, so some people are saying, well, they're not hiring, and or they're just keeping all this cash on the balance sheet. And, yeah, they are, but they're still getting record earnings and record revenues, too. Revenues are higher than ever before. So not only – so bottom line is you could say, well, they're just not hiring, so that's why they're having high profits, but it's not true. Everybody's revenues are up about 8 to 10%, just across the board from last year. So, basically, is with Fed policy of juicing interest rates, it's benefiting large corporations. So, what's going to go up? The stock market. And we've talked about this for the last year. Is that, you know, it's not going to be the greatest investment, but you'll be okay in large company, large safe dividend playing companies. And, you know, the whole market, the Dow is only down right now 4% on the year. So, there you go. There's your answer.
Yeah, so it's not. Okay, this is a big story, and you're right there. The whole Eurozone thing, they got it together. Bailing out Greece, that's what's gonna happen. Italy's in trouble. Ireland's in trouble. They've got a plan, right?
Yeah, you know, and I'm very circumspect of this plan, and I still think that they're going to end up doing what we're going to end up. Okay. And this is the kind of the theme that we're going to move going forward, is called financial repression. And this is completely new and it's completely out of left field. I've been working on this for about 3 months and I finally have come to it and said, this is the way I finally, put my hand out or, put to, I finally have come to a decision, am I going to marry or not marry, you know, am I going to do the financial repression, is this the way forward? And yeah, it is. So basically, stuff is so bad, I think that they're going to come up with the money. I think that Germany, they're all going to get together. What they're why they haven't figured it out in Europe so far is just, you know, they're just doing the horse trading. They all want a stronger federal union. Remember, the entire purpose of the European Union is to fill the grandiose militarism, Napoleonism that each of those little Europes face. So, like, the whole point, again, let me sum it up again. United States rules the world. If you're the president of France, you don't rule the world anymore. Let's all get together in the EU so we can rule the world. That's the whole purpose. All right, whatever they say, that's the real purpose.
You're right.
So they will come together with a plan, bail out Europe. They'll figure it out. And what the question is how much are the European taxpayers going to get screwed?
Yeah, and I think they're going to get screwed pretty big. Do you?
Yeah.
But it's a question of how much, meaning what's the percentage, what ultimately is going to be the percentage. So they're not going to be happy in Italy, in Spain, in Ireland, ultimately. It looks good. They're throwing it out there. But it's raw meat to the lions for now to tame everybody down, so to speak. And then they're going to end up not liking what they're taxed.
Right. They're going to print it away, but slowly. Okay. So basically, between the pigs, we have about $2 trillion in debt, if you kind of do the math out. $1 trillion between Portugal, Italy, and Greece. Okay. And if you want to throw in like one of the Eastern Bloc countries. So you really got $1 trillion at risk. So that has.
I think we lost Saul. Are you with us, Saul?
Yep, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so you were talking about basically $1 trillion.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah,
yep.
$1 trillion that they have to come up with. So where are they going to come up with the money? They're just going to have to print it, and they're going to have to print it slowly. So they're going to start off with all these different schema. The first schema out was like, we're going to cover 20% of your first losses, and all this is really technical stuff. But the bottom line is that $1 trillion is owed.
And $1 trillion, they're going to have to come up with it some way. And so how are they going to do that? It's like what we're saying in the United States with the spending our way out of it, and it doesn't work. So we're ultimately going to have to come up with that they're going to come up with money where we're going to have to face the music and we're going to be taxed whether we like it or not.
That's it. Okay.
Same thing. The Gremlins are getting us, I think, tonight here with Saul. Remember, he's talking to us all the way from Norway, and probably they're having power connections there. Could be a symptom.
It's Goldman Sachs again. They don't want the secrets out. Can you hear? Hello?
That, we got you. We don't want to hear this. They don't want the secrets out. I got you. Absolutely.
Here we go. We have to hit this, and we got about 2 minutes. All right. So the bottom line is, what are we going to do with this $1 trillion? The same thing in the U.S. Like, what we owe $12 trillion, nearly 100% of GDP. You know, you're going to hear numbers about unfunded liabilities, about $66 trillion or $70 trillion. You know, what?
Yeah. We keep losing poor Saul. We're losing you. You're not finishing your thought about the trillion and what they're going to do in the 12-month period.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
All right. The bottom line is, we're going to have financial repression. The banks are going to be...
Yeah. We're going to have to cut Saul out. Saul, thanks for trying to update us there, but I think people are kicking you on this one. It's not working, my friend. It's that Norway connection somehow. Usually he's loud and clear. He brought up some interesting things, though. The financial repression idea, the idea that you can't tax or cut spending out of this whole thing. It's just like we have in the United States, the problem. But notice how he says there they're talking about $1 trillion. Or a couple trillion versus what we have when we're talking about our deficit, well over $14 trillion. It's mind-boggling. And he's right when he says the European Union, the idea was really actually to rival the U.S. and look at the problems that they've had, and they're mimicking some of the things that have happened in the United States. They're going to print money, same thing like we're doing, where they're just printing the monopoly money. Basically to try and get out of it. And then all of the people who are buying into the storyline of, wow, we have a deal, isn't this great, the markets are bouncing back, they're all going to pay the price for it, because they're going to get the high taxes that they aren't necessarily expecting. And high taxes in Europe are really high taxes. If you've ever been to or know anybody that's been in England, boy, you have to have more than pockets full of money to be able to pay off what you have to ultimately pay off. Hey, Saul, we have just a couple of minutes left, so I was picking it up from what you were talking about the how crazy the deficit, I mean not the deficit, how crazy it will be, this financial repression, and what they're going to have to do about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're losing you.
No, I'm up.
We're going to have to pick you up another time, buddy. It's too weak of a connection. Coming up here on America Tonight, though, we've got odds and ends. Some of the things that you might not be up on that happened over the weekend, mostly political stuff, because there was a lot of political snowballs, if you will, being thrown all over the place. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything, feel free to do that. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Smokers. Are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Could it be the end for Herman Cain? You know, he's being embraced by the Tea Party. Dick Armey said, look, the Tea Party loves Cain. In all the polls, he's way, way, way up. In fact, he tied with Romney in a dead heat for him in the Iowa Republican poll. Now we're getting into the season of electing the person or getting them the nomination, whoever it's going to be for the Republicans anyway, because you have the caucuses and the primaries starting with Iowa, then going to New Hampshire and so on and so forth. And so it's big, big, big time for the next swinging into 2012 right from the beginning in January. And this story breaks that Politico broke open about a couple of women accusing Cain of harassing them, sexually harassing them, and they had to pay them five figures, two different women, when he was the head of the National Restaurant Association during the 90s. And I've said this before, the story just broke. Where there's smoke, there's fire a lot of times, but when you're running like Cain is, against the grain, not a political person, certainly people are going to try to cut your legs out. So is this more about trying to cut his legs out, or is there something really here that will damage him and cost him the all-important votes that he needs, especially when he's going up against the establishment candidates like Mitt Romney? That's the thing. All right, let's go to Jay in Kentucky, who's been hanging for a while. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, Kate?
Hey, thanks for hanging around. Did you hear that story about Kane? Do you think that'll hurt his chances at all?
We'll have to see. I mean, if there's any truth to it, it might hurt a little bit. But, you know, look at Bill Clinton and what he went through with that. You know what I mean? With Monica Lewinsky and so forth. But, you know, what did it do to him? Absolutely nothing. He's still getting given million-dollar speeches. So.
Yeah, it's true.
But did you see, who's that Saudi king over there? They basically told the United States, stay out of our business, mind your own business. Or there's going to be an earthquake in the Middle East like none other. Basically, he's saying he's going to unleash bombs on his own people. I believe it was Saudi, wasn't it?
Are you talking about Iran? Are you talking about the
Supreme Leader? No, I'm talking about where the people were uprising against the government, and the government shoot them down all over the streets.
You're talking about Syria?
Syria, not Saudi.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sorry.
What I was going to say. King Abdullah, I don't think he would say that, but you're right. It's Assad. It's Assad, yes.
Yes. I couldn't remember his name.
Anyway, I
just can't believe the gall of someone over there sticking their nose out like that at the United States saying, hey, find your own business. Stay out of here. And Obama, the way he was trancing around and bowing down to everybody over in the Middle East, it wouldn't surprise me if they would pay Iran and apologize. It really wouldn't. I mean, when we were in Afghanistan, and we still are, but they were actually paying them to leave our supply lines alone.
You're right.
So it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a screwed up time. I think we just need to stay out of the Middle East, protect our own borders, and we really need to protect Israel. Everybody else can, blow each other up for all I care.
I love that. You know what? I agree, though. Here's the thing. It sounds so harsh to say that, but at what cost to the United States do we continue to do this? To invest in the sand, it's like blood, sand, and money. It's ridiculous. Where are our war reparations? Let's hope we at least get out of Iraq with that. It's crazy and costly in a lot of different ways. So, Jay, I completely understand what you're saying. We look at where we are with the $14 trillion plus, the situation is squabbling. We can't come up with a budget, for goodness sake. And yet here we are supporting all these other countries and to what end? To what end do we leave the Middle East? And we keep saying every single time, here's the thing. Okay, first it's Iraq, then it's Afghanistan, now it's Pakistan. And we said this from the very beginning. Shouldn't we really have been in Pakistan? Wasn't that where a lot of the danger was coming from? Pick your poison. I mean, what do? We're not helping in Syria. We're not going there. And hey, if I was a conspiracy theorist, there's no oil there. So do we care about Syria? Libya, oil not for us, but for our allies, France, absolutely. Europe relying on Libyan oil. Not us, because we didn't get any oil from there, but helping our friends, the whole NATO thing. So I agree, absolutely, absolutely. I mentioned the thing about Kane. That was big news, obviously. Who knows how it'll flush out in the end, because they're saying that, he did fire one of the employees, and then, of course, she turned around and said sexual misconduct. So it'll be a question of who's zooming who and if more comes out of this. If they're, if the women come forward or someone asks some questions or I don't know, how far that goes. We've seen how that's played out before. And Jay in Kentucky gave a great example of Bill Clinton. Remember before he was elected president, there were different women that came out and said things like Jennifer Flowers, and it didn't matter. He got elected. In this case, he's been married to the same woman for 40 some years And if somebody was fired and then came back and said that, it's going to look like, certainly no matter what, it's going to look like sour grapes. And they're denying the sexual harassment. I mean, Kane is denying that now at this point. He's going to be asked that, too. I'm certain with all these debates and stuff that are left, he'll be asked that. So here's the deal. Perry says last week, this is worth mentioning, because was it an N for Rick Perry? First of all, he's in single digits now in all these polls. But is it an N for Perry when he says, well, I'm not going to debate anymore, because that's just that's the way that people beat up on the person who's the front runner? Because that's what happened to him and Herman Cain, whoever's in the lead. Mitt Romney, he had to take it too. So now he comes out and he says he might not be a great debater, but he's confident he could draw some clear distinctions with President Obama on stage, that he would be willing to debate him without a doubt. So he's saying he might skip some debates with the other Republican hopefuls between now and the end of January, but he's not worried about his ability to contrast his plan on the economy and foreign policy with the president's during the debates for the 2012 elections. That's called spin. That's the way you spin that when people are shocked that you say you just won't debate anymore. Even though the debates are drawing huge audiences. The last debate, the debate in Nevada, 20 million people. That's like American Idol territory. So people are curious about what's happening. I mean, I can't imagine it's all Republicans. I can't believe that it's all Republicans that are watching. I think there are other people that are paying attention, too. So could it be the end of Rick Perry when he came out and said he's done with the debates? Because, first of all, he's not getting any of that free FaceTime that everybody else will get and get a chance to know what they're thinking about the issues. This puts him in a category where he's not going to get that. That's not going to happen for him, because those Nielsen ratings are so big. I mean, so big, crazy big. Wow. All right, and here's another big one that came out over the weekend, too. This is part of the Sunday Swirl. The talking heads, you never know what's going to be said. The White House advisor, David Plouffe, said that Mitt Romney has moved all over the place. He said he has no core. He talked about this. He said from abortion to gay marriage over the course of his career, he doesn't have any firm convictions to make tough decisions as president. If you go back and you look at the things that he's said, and he talked about it, he said, you know, he joked, he said, if Romney thought it was good to say the sky was green and the grass was blue to win an election, he'd say it. So he went after him pretty hard, saying that, you know, Cain might have tapped into something, but Mitt Romney has no core.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?